Hosting Hochatown brought to you in part by First State Bank, member FDIC, Mountain Fork Brewery, and Hochatown Distilling Company. Podcasting from the Washburn's Home Furnishings Studio, I'm Jay Lindley. It's just me solo today, so I'm going to have my guest. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Dustin.
Dustin, welcome to the show. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Dustin and I were recently in Hochatown and got to chatting at one of our sponsors, Mountain Fork Brewery's bar there. And I found out that Dustin is from an area here in Oklahoma City that we really haven't covered when it comes to tourists and why they come to our area here in Hochatown. And we also, through our chats, found out that Dustin enjoys podcasting as well. So I thought, hey, why not? Let's see the view of a Oklahoman that has found Hochatown. So welcome to the show, Dustin. First off, give me a little, if you've never heard the Hosting Hochatown podcast, this is how kind of the brief rundown of how we do this. If you'll give me a rundown of maybe your family history, where you grew up, where you are now, and what you're doing.
So I basically grew up kind of all over the place. I was born in England. My father was in the Air Force.
Okay, awesome.
So I was born at Laken Heath Air Force Base.
So are you an American?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So technically over there, if you're born on a military installation, that's U.S. soil.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
But you do have an option later on to have dual citizenship. So you get to pick when you're about 13 years old what you want to do.
And that's not something that afforded to everybody, right? That dual citizenship option?
Correct.
Awesome. That is neat. Okay.
Yeah, all right. That's pretty neat. After that, moved around a little bit, kind of set some roots in Madison, Georgia. And that's where I went to high school while I was in high school.
So are you a Bulldogs fan then, Georgia Bulldogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have some love for them.
I got you.
Nothing wrong with that. Then after high school, I joined the military. I was in the Army and then went overseas. In 2006, I decided to get out of the Army and I became a police officer.
Okay, awesome. So is that what you currently do today?
Yep, I'm awesome. A detective.
Well, thank you for your service, sir, both in the Army as well as currently to your community.
It's my pleasure.
So your community is in the metro area of Oklahoma City?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, so we've talked with folks that they have been tourists of Hochatown or visit from Arkansas, from Dallas, but I really haven't had many that have been able to, that I've found in Hochatown, just like, hey, hailing from OKC. Now, we did get to do a couple of podcasts from the Capitol. No, that was pretty cool. And I got some, senators and some representatives' thoughts on our area.
Yeah.
But they also have their area, too. So I was curious, first off, what brought you to Hochatown? How'd you find Southeast Oklahoma?
So Broken Bow, Hochatown area, we've always kind of liked, and we've come down and stayed in some cabins a long time ago.
Okay. How many years ago, about, give or take? I know. It's
probably
timelines are terrible.
10 years ago.
Okay, cool.
10, 11 years ago.
So that was right before what people will now say was that last big, that has been this last big surge that is kind of cooling off right now.
Right.
It seems like for some people.
Yeah. Okay. And then, of course, my wife has a friend here, and that brought us down here. And then they have some hunting land that we have been hunting here for the last 4 years.
Nice.
Love it.
To be able to be an outsider, quote unquote, and have that ability, have somebody that you know locally that has a little hunting land, that is precious, it seems like.
Especially out here.
Yeah.
I mean, because this is prime real estate for hunting.
Exactly. So, and with all the real estate going up, that's harder and harder to find.
For sure. Speaking of that, that's getting out of control, the price of real estate out here.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's what I was talking about with that bubble that I say bubble, it's not really popped, quote unquote, but that the heat has cooled off a little bit of that in the past year. That's obviously cool. Everybody's cooled off of their buying with the percentages of, interest interest the way it is now. But yeah, the number of cabins continues to grow.
it really does, because the main strip that we take to the hunting lease for the fence that we go through probably has 7 cabins on it now.
And that's brand new, right?
Brand new.
Yeah.
Brand new.
I probably know what you're talking about then because, that whole area seems like right side or left side of the highway?
It is on.
If you're heading out, if you're heading north?
It's on the left side.
Left side. So, yeah, a lot of that is going to be very much just cabin area now in the near future, if not already. So it's funny to listen to locals talk, if you will, because it's probably divided pretty much 50-50. You talk to one guy, he's like, they're tearing up the land, they're making it ugly, you know, it used to be beautiful. Talk to the other one, they're like, oh, there's so much potential now, there's so many things going on, you know, there are definitely opposing views of what's going on up here. But the truth of the matter is, it's not stopping. No view is stopping what's happening up here. Do you guys, have you and your wife or your family, have you guys invested down here yet? Or is that even a plan or a thought?
So we have thought about that. We were looking a couple years ago at purchasing a lot to invest in an Airbnb down here.
Right.
Because we're looking at other places like Lake Eufaula and areas like that.
So you're looking all over. I got you.
For sure. And we love this area.
Right.
You got the Kaimichi Mountains. You got the beautiful lake, the river.
And a lot of investors have said that since they like to come here anyway, they might as well go ahead and invest here.
And enjoy it. Yeah. For sure. It's just the cost is getting out of control. And it's...
That's true.
You can't get the same acreage. It's going to be way more expensive here than it would be out Lake Eufaula,
where it almost would have been completely opposite 15, 20 years ago.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. I have family who had lakefront property on Eufaula, but when Eufaula did that next big take, it was the core, I guess, was moving the lake back in some of the areas around there. Mm-hmm. This was 20, 25 years ago.
Right.
But so they lost the ability to live on the lake there. I remember going to that trailer. It was a trailer house right there on the lake. You know, it was about 30 feet and you're in the water. It was so awesome. And that property value was really high when they had to sell it to the core. Luckily, the value was so high because Eufaula, I think it was in the area of Bell Star and those areas. So, but anyway, that was a huge tour. 20 years ago, Eufaula, possibly one of the bigger lakes when it comes to tourism in Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And now, Broken Bow Lake is the lake.
And so,
literally, it's crazy.
And that's the thing about it is, last year we set our trailer up at Eufaula for the entire summer. Well, this year we moved it up here.
Really?
Because we want to try this out for the summer and see how it goes. But our friend said that the lake is just overwhelming. Like, it's just insane with the amount of people that are there now. Because the scuttlebug about this whole place is this is the next Branson.
Yeah. People around here don't like to hear that.
I know.
But that is a statement that has been made. And even with the addition, this has been a few years now, but even with the addition of all those billboards, that didn't help.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I don't remember where exactly you're driving in from. I want to say it's maybe North Arkansas into Missouri. There's that like line of billboards
for sure.
Forever, right. Just like that one. So yeah, that didn't help. It is definitely there are some similarities, but there are a lot of differences too.
There are.
Absolutely.
There are.
Branson, do y'all do Branson often or have you done it in the past?
We've done it a few times.
Not as much on that as say Eufaula.
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. So and so you said Broken Bow this summer is going to take the cake instead of Eufaula. So is that the situation where you camp up on the lake with your RV? Are you in yurts, tents? Are you going to cabins? Or what's the? Because you mentioned, I think, bringing an RV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you going to like one of those RV parks or are you at the lake?
We're going to mix it up.
Okay.
We're going to mix it up because we have some friends that live near us that want to come out here as well. And so there are some of these places where you can park your RV and they have cabins as well.
Okay.
So we're going to kind of do that a few times.
I like that.
And just see how it goes.
See, I mean, although I've lived here almost 20 years now, I still don't know. Because everything's growing so rapidly, I just don't know exactly what all is available up there. I've been doing this podcast for 3 years now, and I still haven't been able to get everybody or everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, it's growing so rapidly. So what do you see as just a tourist, someone who now seems to me that they not only have enjoyed it for a while now, but also seems to be choosing it more and more with the addition of the summertime spent in the RV here, the opening of the casino. Does that excite you at all? I mean, I don't know if you're a gambling man at all. I mean, some people like to throw the craps every once in a while, but does that excite you at all, the casino? Availability of it, not even the possibility of staying there, maybe.
So I like the idea of it because there's potential for the bands that they're going to bring in. So that's big. That's really big. But that, again, that just shows me it's another step towards that quote unquote Branson feel.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
You know, I mean, they're going to be like next week for this Eclipse situation. That casino is going to open up just before this.
Right.
And they're going to have an influx of people going to be staying there. And I think at that point, you guys are really going to see what it's going to be like, I say, within the next 5 to 10 years, of how many people are truly going to be here.
The casino says that they anticipate an average daily of 6,500 new people to the area.
That's quite a few.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of people.
If we're averaging 30,000, a weekend, you know what I mean? Which I say a weekend because the influx is there on the weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, those people right. are obviously staying weeks in some cases. But yeah, if we're seeing 30,000 on a busy weekend and that's bringing 6,500 a day, woo.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Of course, they're anticipating 100 to 150,000 on the Eclipse in this county. I mean, if I didn't have to be here, I don't think I would want to be here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what we're not going to be here.
Just because if you're not in an area of totality, obviously I see why you're traveling to totality, because people want to see this once in a lifetime tile thing or whatever.
Right.
But if you are, it's just like any tourism town. If you're already there, oh man, I'm going to have to put up with this for a week or a weekend versus, you know, I got to go see it. So yeah, we here at the radio station, where we house the Washburn's Home Furnishing Studio, we'll be here all day, probably on the air all day, because we're going to be a hub of information for the fire rescue, you know, all of that. If they have announcements they need to make, if they're going to divert traffic, all of that stuff will be a hub of that information. So we'll just be here all day. I don't know. I may have to sleep here.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. If depending on how much the roads get packed out. And they say possible traffic jams all the way around.
Yeah, I mean, 100,000 people. And these are people that travel with the Eclipse. So it's
and will then consume once they get here.
It's like a swarm of locusts.
Yes.
They're going to come in here, consume everything, leave debris, and then keep moving on with it.
Absolutely.
So
take most of the natural resources with them.
Probably.
Like everything off of the shelves of the grocery stores.
Right. But again, that's going to be good for the economy around here. That's
true.
A lot of money they're going to be bringing in.
And we've had enough notice of whatever. We've been planning on this for, what, 7 years since the last eclipse? So
yeah, because there's not another one for, what, 2036 or something like that?
Yeah, it's a lot longer. So, and I don't think we'll be in the totality like we are now.
No.
So
no.
I think this is...
Yeah. This is a big ordeal, and a lot of people are looking at it like it's something special going on with it.
Now, have you heard any of the conspiracy theories?
Oh, for sure.
Okay,
oh,
like, sure. You know, of course, this is because of we're in one of the most totality and inside the X, I guess is the way to say it. Mm-hmm. We got 4 minutes and some change of totality here. They're going to have botanists down here. They're going to have the National Guard down here. They're going to have multiple other, what they call them, troops from the OHP,
right.
The amount of extra OHP on the roads.
And that always adds to the conspiracy.
Exactly. First. Exactly. So, you know, the conspiracies are what's really going on. Mm-hmm. What are they, you know, what are they trying to, you know, hide from us with this whole eclipse mumbo jumbo. So it's pretty funny. But I mean, in the grand scheme of it, why does a scientist study something that only happens once every so many years? Well, because it's a once in a very few year time. You know what I mean? It's
for like, sure.
That makes sense to me that scientists would be studying the locusts that come out of the ground when it's dark.
Right, and see how the birds react with just a sudden shift in light.
At a different time of the day.
Absolutely. Time of the day. And 100%. See how things happen. If your nocturnal animals start to wake up and, you know, they're like, wait, what's going on?
Right.
Or if they know instinctively
that
what's
this ain't it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Huh. I didn't even thought about it like that. But so, yeah, you got all kinds of people that are interested. And this is just a great area to view it in the grand scheme, I think. Now, am I completely against conspiracies? No. Do I believe people are lying to us pretty regularly? Yes. You know what I mean? So
for sure.
I'm not dismissing every possibility, but in the grand scheme, people are just studying this.
I mean, you know, the government's not 100%.
Yeah. They're not batting 1,000 on telling us the truth.
For sure. So you got to question some stuff.
Yeah,
so, totally. Just to be.
Speaking of, we were talking about some the fact that also another reason why I asked you on this podcast mm-hmm. is because you also have a podcast yourself. Is there any conspiracy stuff on that? I'm just curious.
So we have one in the works.
Okay.
It's still in its fetus stage of becoming a podcast.
All right.
You know, we're pretty excited about it. You know, it's going to be called Intrigued Inc. It's just going to be, you know, some conspiracy-esque type stuff. Just anything you have questions on, or it just comes naturally during a conversation. Like, hey, did you hear about this?
Right.
Or, hey, what's going on with this eclipse thing? You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on with it, a lot of stories you're hearing about it.
The day of the eclipse would be a perfect day to launch this podcast.
Perfect.
Because everybody's... Day. Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody's absolutely. Already conspiracy, you know, what's the conspiracy right. of the eclipse? That would be the title of your podcast.
it would. And, you know, some of the, like, murder mystery stuff, like, wait, like what could have happened? And it's just kind of along those lines. There's nothing solidified. This is exactly what we're going to talk about, because a lot of people can go off track. And we just want to see where it goes, and whatever happens, happens.
Well, we were talking about tourism in Hochtown. Now we're talking about aliens.
Exactly. So. and that's basically how this is going
to
go.
I love it. That's cool. All right. Well, look forward to, let me know when you release that. I'll post it on the socials.
For sure.
Comment it on this, on the podcast socials. So, all right. Well, so you got your family here, your wife, your son, your daughter, mm-hmm. you're talking about that. What is the favorite activities for you guys, besides going hunting on the lease, when it comes to, like, you know, entertainment, you talked about enjoying the fact that the Choctaws may be bringing some big acts in. Mm-hmm. That may be part of it. Mm-hmm. So entertainment-wise, food-wise, what are some of the things y'all really enjoy doing here?
We're foodies.
You're foodies?
Big-time foodies.
Okay.
Just like yesterday, we tried Fishtails Winery.
Ooh, okay.
Fantastic.
Really?
It was really good.
Let's see if they'll want to be on the podcast.
Yeah, and we, you know, they're very pleasant.
Awesome.
So apparently my wife's mother knows the owner somehow.
That's cool.
Some kind of connection.
Okay.
And small world.
I like that, yeah.
But it was very, very good.
Maybe I can get your wife's mom to get a hold of the owner and holler at me.
We can do that.
I was going to say I've never got a podcast that way, but actually I take that back. I have had a podcast that came about that way. So
yeah, we can make that happen for sure.
Awesome, awesome. Fishtails Winery, that's one of those staples that got in before the bubble or before the big, you know, the last big explosion. Mm-hmm. Some may say it got in after the first explosion. You know what I mean? There's two or three different explosions of Hochtown people will refer to, but they've stayed the test of time, whatever they call it. They've made it happen. So I like that. There are some that make it, some don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is.
Of course, you got, you know, Grateful Head Pizza. That's always a staple when you come here.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Here?
Yeah.
Whatever the one that starts with an A.
Abednego's?
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's the Hochtown original. First podcast we had on this podcast,
really?
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, Chad's awesome.
But I will say, Fishtails.
It was good?
Got to try it.
Okay.
All right, it's very good.
A couple of unsolicited shout outs there. I like that.
I mean, we got to do like a little wine tasting for free. Right. You get like six to choose from. It was really good.
I'm gonna have to get Shiloh and Todd. Maybe we'll go do a Hocha talk out there.
You should.
There you go.
It's a great place for it too. Okay. They got a great little sitting area for it. It's really good.
For those that may not know, Shiloh is doing some trainings. He's like super. He's okay. Everybody knows he's like super into safety, and he's like a fireman. So he's doing like fire safety trainings session, teaching it in Oklahoma City. So that's why he's not able to be with us today. But hey, I think I'm able to hold the show by myself without him.
You're doing well.
He does carry it for me.
It's like you've done this before.
I got you. What about the wife? Does she have a favorite here? I know she's shopping right now. So.
That's one of the things.
One of the many things.
But she really wants to be outdoors. Unfortunately, it's raining today, and today was our scheduled day to go hiking and go to Beaver's Bend because we're wanting to look where we're going to be putting the boat in and just kind of get the lay of the land for the summer. But, you know, it's raining, so hopefully later. It's supposed to stop around 3. So hopefully we can actually get out there and go do some of that.
Do a little scouting.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday, the area that we're staying in has a really nice creek behind it. So, you know, the family and I, we were just kind of walking up and down the creek and exploring. And we just really, we're outdoors people. We want to be outdoors.
That's awesome. Do y'all have a favorite trailhead? Do y'all have a favorite
trail? No, we haven't really figured all that
cool,
out.
Cool, cool, cool. Okay, so this is kind of, that part is fresh. I like that.
Yeah.
Like that. All right, well, you'll have to check back in with me and let me know.
Oh, for sure.
What y'all's favorite trailhead was.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
I like
it. But yeah, it's great. Like I said, they're out shopping, and we were doing that yesterday, and there's a lot of souvenir places around here.
Definitely.
There are so many.
Absolutely. Hocha Time comes to mind.
Haven't been there.
It's the clothing shop. Clothing place has got the half bus.
Okay.
Right in, there's a half bus in front, or inside of it, half of it outside of it.
Is it the one with the petting zoo? The
petting zoo is right next to it, yes.
Okay, absolutely. We have been there. We were there last year.
Yeah, yeah. We had them on the podcast. We had the Gold Rush place there, the sifting. That's kind of neat, actually. If the kids need something to do, I was a big kid when I was doing it. I was loving it as a 40-year-old man. You know what I'm saying? It was fun.
It's funny because my wife was talking about that yesterday because we went and did an escape room.
Did you really?
Well,
I figured you're a detective. Come on.
Okay, but we did really well up until a certain point, and I don't think anybody has passed this one.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So it's designed.
I don't know.
he's skeptical.
Like we were set up.
I got you. That's funny. I love it.
This one was over by the go-kart area. Because I know there was
Bigfoot Speedway right there. So passes like Bigfoot Escape Games and Hochtown Adventures or something like that.
I think that's the one we went to. There's so many places to go here, though.
That's true.
So many different.
And axe throwing. And yes. You ever done axe throwing?
I have.
Okay. Do you like it? Was it worth it?
Definitely. Worthwhile? Yeah. Okay. The family took me on Father's Day a few years back. I actually have an axe engraved. The reason I got it is because I had a challenge that I would throw two axes with both hands.
Oh yeah, at the same time.
Two targets.
Oh,
and if I hit a bullseye, I would have this axe engraved, and I did.
That's cool.
It's on video.
Two bullseyes, or you just had to get one?
No, two bullseyes with two axes
at the same time.
Two targets.
Wow. Make sure that I know not to run from you when you have an axe in your hand.
At least not like 4 feet.
Yeah.
Anything further than that, you're probably good to go.
Was there anything, when I asked you originally if you wanted to sit down and chat with me about Hochtown and what it's like to come hang out here, was there anything you thought maybe we would talk about or that you wanted to talk about that we haven't talked about?
Not really. It's just the kind of the perspective of what we see from Oklahoma City of this area.
What's the word? You're good point. That was a question I wanted to ask you. What's the word in Oklahoma City about us? Because it feels like, and I've actually had a radio friend that said, "Hey, bro, I just gave away two nights stay at one of your cabins in Hochtown." Mm-hmm. So it feels like that it's really kind of picking up there, the tourism from OKC.
It really is. All my friends that I talk to, when we tell them that we're coming up here and hunt, they're like, "Oh yeah, we were just out there." And we have some friends that come in here quite regularly.
Nice.
To stay in cabins. I mean, it is beautiful out here. It's beautiful country. And the cabins that they're putting out here are very nice. A little pricey, but very nice.
Yeah, definitely. You're right. And they've talked about this on this podcast in the past about how some people got into, those big, huge cabins for the mill two or whatever. But then as the bubble was at its peak, some of them got into the three-bedroom cabins for a mill. The range of what people paid for cabins up here versus the size and amenities is so vast.
It is. I saw one on Zillow not too long ago. It was like 836 square feet, $750,000. I'm like, what? Baffles me.
That seems, I'm not good at math. And what are we normally paying here? Like
100 and yeah, 200, to 200, $200 a square foot.
Yeah.
That's granted, crazy. I mean, it had like an outside bed swing and a hot tub.
Okay.
So I don't know if that like.
Right.
But I don't know how a bank is going to say, okay, yeah, this is how much this house is worth. And the potential there.
I would say it probably wasn't as much the bank saying that as somebody with a lot of money, a lot of cash to, you know what I mean? And that built it for a certain amount said, now, because the ones that built all of theirs with cash are able to hold them right now not have to sell at even cheaper, at a less price. Whereas there are some that are on the books now that are much cheaper because they got to get rid of them.
Right.
You know, because they financed 100% and was hoping that the boom of tourism that came through COVID would finance the entire cost of this cabin, and unfortunately just hasn't hit the mark, and so they're coming out of pocket and they realize they can't do that for very long.
Yeah, and everyone in Oklahoma City and that metro area, they're pretty excited about this place. Because it's only about 3.5-hour drive. I don't know how far it is from Branson, Tacoma City.
I don't know how many. Yeah, it's probably 5 hours, maybe.
Yeah, so you get a little shorter trip. Yeah. Kind of that small town feel as of right now.
For sure.
Having this casino here is going to be a lot of fun, especially when we're down here visiting friends and family. There's always that option of what's going to be going on there.
Yep.
And there's just so much to do around here. Like today, yeah, it's raining, but we have multiple options to go eat, shop, check out your museums. There's just so much to do.
And that's
right. It's awesome.
You guys got a plan for tonight?
Yeah.
What you got going on?
We're
going
to go watch a concert at the saloon. Oh, yeah?
Easton Corbin at Hochtown Saloon?
That's
it. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Got some friends with some connections.
There you go.
You know, we're going to get a table pretty close. It's going
to
be fun.
Man, they have, if you're listening to this, just a shout out to them because I've enjoyed their VIP sections before. If you get a chance, book the VIP bottle service.
Yeah.
It's not going to let you down.
Yeah, sure. You know, I haven't actually been in that place, but we drove by it yesterday, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah. It looks like, if you've never been there, it looks like a full-on saloon.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm all about it.
It's cool.
I'm all about it.
Yes, and when you get in there, you're not going to be disappointed either because it looks like a saloon on the inside, too.
Really?
It's really cool. Well, with the exception of a, you know, giant 50-foot big screen TV in it, you know, I don't think the saloons of the 1800s had those, but it's really neat. And matter of fact, I interviewed them for the hosting Hochtown too. So
really?
Yeah, they were a couple years ago. It was a really good interview. It was actually the first podcast that I tested whether we'd be able to do something in a loud room or not. And
right.
It didn't work out too bad. So
nice. I do have to talk about this. We went to the Hochtown Distillery yesterday.
Yeah. Shout out to the podcast sponsors.
We're going to have to talk about the OSU thing though.
Oh yeah?
Come on now.
Yeah?
I know. He's official.
Yeah. The official bourbon of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma State Athletics. Excuse me.
Yeah, and I was kind of a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I love your bourbon.
Yeah.
But just a little disappointed.
You're an OU fan?
Yeah.
As well. So, yeah, I understand that completely. OU chose the wrong bourbon. What can I say?
Who did OU choose?
I'm just kidding. Actually, I think he said this on the podcast. We talked about Loyal and True on one of the podcasts, and I'm pretty sure he said that when OU put in there, because they have like he called it something specific when you get to pitch for that or whatever. And I want to say that OSU jumped on it and OU didn't.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. So it was funny though, because in that podcast, he predicts Bedlam correctly.
Of course. Of course he did. Too bad there won't be another one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I disagree with that actually. That statement has been made multiple times. But I think it will happen, but I think it'll take a couple years of separation for the siblings to come back.
Yeah, give that little...
that lull, that SEC, let them have their SEC time. Big brother wants to go to SEC and be the big dog. We get it.
On for a while.
Maybe. Or they may go show up and show out. It's possible. OU does that sometimes.
It's possible.
They are known as Choklahoma sometimes, too.
For sure.
So we get that. But... the Loyal and True, and they've got another orange label too. Matter of fact, they have gifted me autographed bottles of those.
Oh, nice.
Both of those.
Nice.
They are Blue is an outstanding human. Couldn't imagine this podcast without him. Matter of fact,
right.
he was vital early on in connecting us with a lot of names people and stuff. So, shout out to Blue one time. He's been on the podcast many times. Todd is co-host of the show as well. So we have a good time. Matter of fact, y'all heard me talk about the fact that Shiloh, he's taken a hiatus for about a month so he can finish training people in safety and stuff, saving lives.
Because that's important.
I guess. To some people.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Anything else? Do you have I appreciate you hanging out with me.
Yeah,
I hope
sure.
It was everything you expected and more.
Yeah. Learned a lot.
This is
great.
All right. Well, I, for one, am thankful that you guys and many like you tour this area on regular occasion because it continues the growth in the area. And I think the growth is vital to my children wanting to come back and having jobs that can afford a great lifestyle.
For sure.
As well as come back and me able to live near my grandkids.
We're excited to see what's going to happen here.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, a lot of people had to move to Dallas, move to Oklahoma City, move to somewhere else to get that really good job.
Right.
That this area is starting to be able to offer more and more again.
For sure. This place has so much potential. I just hope it doesn't become almost that beast of burden.
That's a great way to put it. And you talked about Branson earlier. One of the, I know all, well, I don't know all of them personally, but I know quite a few of the Hochatown trustees, and they want to keep it small town feel as much as possible. And you realize if you're in that city center, quote unquote, part of Hochatown now, it's very metropolis feeling because there's a lot happening now. But you still don't have the big sky, the big tall buildings. Right. You know what I mean? You don't have the Starbucks in every corner. You know what I mean?
That's those are when you know it's a problem.
Those are things. Yeah, exactly. Those are the things that they're trying to keep to a minimum.
Right.
They're going to try to keep it local, locally owned, basically. Kind of, you know
and
what I mean?
We kind of know what you're talking about, and we want to see what happens and how this develops, because there's a small town near where I live that the same type of thing is in the works, and it's being talked about, how they're building this
$1 billion something.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about it.
So
super Disneyland style thingy.
No, no, not that
no,
one.
No, okay.
So that's a little further away.
Okay.
We're excited about that too.
Yeah, that's going to be, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Just put that here in central Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's going to be the destination place here pretty soon.
And it's pretty centrally located in the nation, so everybody could fly in.
Yeah,
it's perfect. Good point.
Yeah, they're talking about building this PGA golf course with about 700 houses around this new golf course. And some of the investors, some very big names, are investing into this place. If it does what they say it's going to do, it's going to be a destination place. And so there's some properties in that area that we're like, should we jump in on this now?
Hey,
so
if you have the knowledge that, you know, something's going to be popping off there. Like we were talking about that $1 billion theme park that's going into, where is that going into? Veneta?
Veneta,
Oklahoma, is that right? Yeah. So that's, again, another place that feels like it's out nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But somebody's investing multiple $1 billion to this spot. What's going to happen? It's going to explode.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an inside track on being able to get 100 acres or for $500 a pop, or if you can get, you know, 10 acres at 5,000 or whatever, you know, whatever you can afford and it's worth it right now, then jump on it. I would say, because when it comes down to land, it ain't going down.
No. And that's the one thing you can't build more of.
It'll fluctuate within a year. You may see something really high one month, and then 6 months later, it's 100,000 less.
Right.
But 10 years from now, it's going to be more exponentially every time.
And that's why when we were thinking about it a couple years ago, we didn't jump on the opportunity, because I think there was a 3-acre lot. I think it was only like $45,000 for 3 acres. And we're like, oh, okay. So this is something that we need to think about. And we just kind of let it go. And now it's worth what they are worth.
Yeah.
And kind of kick ourselves in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
So we're constantly, and we still want to find something out here to develop on, even if it's just for ourselves. But we really want to see what happens here and how you guys can keep that small town feel, and maybe if there's something that we can learn if we go through the same process
up there,
how we don't become this just silly metropolis.
Of course, ODOT is talking about the roads through there, and that's been a big topic on this podcast for plenty of times now. So obviously there's an option of a 5-lane, there's an option of a 3-lane, so those things may change the landscape of Hochatown. Obviously we need the infrastructure, but what they're saying is there too much infrastructure for that spot, in the sense of, will it take away from the tourism aspect, the ability to walk along the side of the highway, the walkability, the sidewalks that some people are wanting, or, you know, the ability to hop on one of those little Razor scooters you can rent and go down to the next part of Hochatown.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So a lot of these things are, I just like it. I think all of the folks that we were mentioning, the trustees, I think all of them are very interested in keeping Hochatown both family friendly, as well as people that are trying to get away from the big city friendly, as well as have enough amenities for people that are going to be here to be able to do stuff.
And I totally get that. And I think everyone needs to kind of just look at Breckenridge. I think Breckenridge is one of those places where they get a ton of people. But when we went there, we still got this small town feel.
That's
just
true.
Quaint. Still a ton of people, but they built it up in such a way where it doesn't feel so busy.
Right. Vail, Colorado, the same way.
Vail, Colorado. Frisco, Colorado. Just those kind of...
Yep.
Very, And I understand when we went, it wasn't during like ski season.
Gotcha.
So we didn't get to see that part of it. But I think the way they have it set up, it's beautiful and it's friendly and clean. And
I went both. I've been to Breckenridge mm-hmm. both during ski season and not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much the same.
Right. Okay.
The slopes are different, obviously. Right. The slope, sure. The parking lot is much less mm-hmm. on the slopes because the people are just riding up to see the on the gondola or whatever
right.
to see
right.
the top of the mountain instead of slide down. So, but yeah, the downtown area, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it. It'd be like the casino here. The people that come to the casino for the casino,
right?
They're at the casino.
For sure.
Their families are all shopping and mm-hmm. you know utilizing. So that, but it's the same way. You go to ski, they're all on the slopes.
Right.
Until they're not on the slopes anymore that evening.
And then they're
going back. Yeah, right, and then the restaurants right, and everything. Right. But the midday area, mm-hmm. it's the same whether it's snow on the ground or not. It's just a lot of people
yeah.
shopping.
Yeah, and that's what I want to see happen in our small city
yeah.
that could have this development. We already have a little area that looks a little bit like Breckenridge. They've built these buildings that kind of that facade.
Right.
And if they continue to do that, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I mean, so. And if you're able to get in on it.
Right. Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. We had a discussion this morning about there's this house for sale, and I told her, I was like, you know what this place needs? You know, Broken Bow, or where we kind of stay around that yeah. area, is a place called Muffin Tops.
Muffin Tops.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all it is just muffin tops.
I like them.
Because yeah. that's the best part of the muffin, right?
Absolutely.
The muffin top.
Yeah.
And that's all you eat, just the muffin top.
Was there, have I heard this before? Did you tell me that? Okay. It must have been you told me this before or something. No. I've heard that before somewhere.
Oh, well, then it's not copyrighted.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bleep it out. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's actually from a Seinfeld episode.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's probably, I used to watch yeah, Seinfeld.
So she's talking about the muffin tops, and that's the best part.
That is great. Yeah, you're right now. So, I recognize it. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't pick up on the reference initially.
But I'm just saying, if you know somebody decides to open up a place called Muffin Tops out here, Dustin needs free muffin tops every time I come.
But what do you do with the rest of the muffin?
So the store next door is called The Bottoms.
That's hilarious. Well, Dustin, I appreciate you much. If there's anything I can do, like again, when you do drop that podcast, mm-hmm. let me know. I'll push that out on ours since you gave me your time. Free of charge.
For sure.
Actually, I gave you a brewski
that's
from
totally
Mountain
worth
Fork
it.
Brewery.
Totally worth it.
That sneaky snake will sneak up on you, though, bro.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. On that note, anything else? Any nope. shout-outs, anything before we go?
I mean, if I can make a little plug.
Of course.
If you're into pickleball.
I am.
If you
I've
are.
Never, I've never if played you, pickleball in my life, but I would love
or
to
Or anybody
be.
That listens.
Okay.
If you go to Bread and Butter Pickleball Company.
Okay.
And use the promo code BD1194. You get 15% off any one of their pickleball paddles.
All right. You're apparently a pickleball star?
So I am an ambassador for the Bread and Butter Pickleball
yeah,
Company.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know.
I mean, you have to be a fan of the game to be an ambassador,
I love
right?
It.
Okay.
I love it so much.
So
that's another thing y'all
would you dominate
pickleball.
Some pickleball if I mean maybe the bread and butter pickleball people need a tournament here in Hochatown.
I agree. That'd
you know what I mean?
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Because yeah. these guys are awesome. They have their own podcast too.
No, that's
it's
cool.
Great. Yeah, they do
the Pickle Butter Podcast.
Bread and Butter.
Sorry, Bread and Butter Podcast. Pickleball. I do that often. I say so many words on a daily basis that I'm bound to. Can mix them.
Yeah.
And I like mixing words. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I gave myself a nickname. It's, you know, BD is for Big Dill, D-I-L-L, the Big Dill Pickle.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better.
So.
That's funny.
Love it.
All right. Because I was like, his name's Dustin. Is this Big Dustin?
No. Just Big Dill.
Big Dill. I love it. All right. On that note, that's going to do it for hosting Hochatown today. Again, Dustin, I appreciate you. If you're a pickleball player and you love a new paddle, grab his promo code.
Yeah, for sure.
Boom.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Peace.